بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يدبر الأمر. The work of Allah Ta'ala is well arranged. There's nothing like coincidence. There's no such a thing like it just happened. This system, this order, the small things that you see, the great things that you see, and then you admire the system. And in this entire system, the simple thing for man to do is to be patient, appreciate, and think what Allah Pak will want. Think, be patient. Inna fi dhalika la ayatil bi kulli sabbarin, patient. So things may not just happen overnight, but that doesn't mean nothing is happening. So to appreciate and enjoy, you need to be patient. Patient, tolerant. Not to think now, why it didn't happen? Why it didn't happen as I envisaged or I planned? Why didn't it happen? So there's a reason for everything, and there's a plan, place. And the plan unravels with time. So man's fortune is that he is appreciative and is patient. And if he has that type of a fighting mind, why he did this, why am I to do this, then it's creating problems for himself and perhaps people around him. And he's trying to work himself out of his problems, thinking that he'll get out into something better, and it's just likely that he'll land himself in something far worse. The systems of Allah Ta'ala. The plan is that the stronger he eats of the weaker. That's the plan. The plant eats of the land, isn't it? Plant is stronger, ground is still calm, and slowly the plant eats of the land. Then the animal is stronger than the plant, and it lifts off the plant. See that? Weakest, then the stronger, then the one that is even stronger, then he lifts off the plant. You see that? And in this entire system, man is the supreme creation, he is the strongest. Mentally, physically, emotionally, he is the strongest. So he lives off everything, of the land. He enjoys the minerals. Who takes it out? Man. And who eats of the plant? Man. Or the variety that he eats, nobody eats. Then he who eats of and enjoys of the animal, man. And nobody eats up man. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Now understand the position of man, the status of man in this entire system. So he is totally unique. How unique he is. In one plate of food that you may have had for lunch, or that you may have tomorrow as a special, right? If you count the ingredients, can be about 30 different ingredients. Can't it be? So you have any creation with this level of combination of ingredients, any creation. to allow you to eat the rice, the spice, the ingredients, the salt, the pepper, the tomato, the onion, the garlic and everything, and gave you the understanding how to proportion each thing. He didn't ask you to put garlic in the proportion of rice and the rice in the proportion of garlic. He taught you the proportions, how you proportion it. So in his eating, he's about the most refined. He can find a creation as refined and comprehensive in his eating as mankind. He'll eat the flesh, he'll eat the plant, he'll eat from the ground as well. From all he'll enjoy. Again, look at man from a different dimension and the beauty that Labak has built in this man. He's got the ability, Allamahu al-Qur'an, Ar-Rahman khalaq al-insan, Allamahu al-bayan. He's given you the ability to express yourself, to express and to communicate like man can anybody communicate. You can give in your deepest thoughts and express it. Right? Deepest, the recess of your heart and your mind, the deep concealed thoughts, you've got the ability to express them. Right? Then, a child speaks at his level, a middle age at his level, and the person that is advanced in age at his level. Right? Then, you can communicate from one end of the world to the next end of the world within seconds. Anybody got that ability? Then, with that ability of expression and communication, the speed of communication, is given you also the ability of poet and prose. Right? And then he didn't end it up there. Then he's given you voice and tone. That even the animal can get infatuated with your voice. With your voice and whatever instruments you use. Like if you go to India, you see that cobra, right? You're walking in the street, you're not going to see. So the man has got his flute, and he's got that cobra, and then he's dancing away. Who's got that ability to do that? He's got the ability to control over the carnivorous animals, the wildest of animals. He can control the lion. The animal with the greatest mass, an elephant, you can control that. So you can see the unique status of mankind. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. The position that we have given you, right? Then you've got the physical dimension, you've got the spiritual dimension. So there's a composition of the physical with the spiritual. So your physical is of this earth and the spiritual is of the heavens. Right? So because you've got a spirituality and you've got a physical dimension, you can ascend as well. And then that spirituality, how it expresses itself, that man is the only creation who's got a level of conscience. Any other creation has got a level of conscience. You may have something very, very light, but the deep level of consciousness, has anybody got it? There's some sochne ki baat hai. Inna fi dhalika la ibra, or lessons. You compare yourself to a goat or to a monkey, any conscience. You'll see a mango tree break from here. Next yard, something more beautiful break. Either half through it, go to the next one. Doesn't it happen? Does it feel any remorse? A big chore here. I stole from here, I stole that side, I stole that side, wasted here. Does it feel any remorse? Nothing. No conscience. So the level of conscience Allah Pak has blessed man, hasn't given it to anybody. Then the conscience is such that he's got a conscience for indecency as well. He knows that this is indecent behavior. Every Krishna has got it. If you are walking with your wife, right, then the worst type of person is he won't dare flirting with your wife. He won't dare, he won't do it. Right? So, you see the level of consciences. So this is again unique with men, that he's got a very deep level, deep-rooted consciousness. So that shows that he's got a connection to the physical and to the spiritual, to the earth and to the heaven. Then because he's got, he's so comprehensive, his nature is so comprehensive, then the progress that he can make, even the Malaika can't make, even Jibril can't make, the progress that he can make. On the night of Mi'raj, Jibril Islam also had to say, I stop here, and if I move one step from here, I'll be burnt to ashes. Ya Rasulullah, it's just your maqam. You can go beyond this. Can you see that? So, the capacity you've got, nobody's got. The beauty that you've got, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. The beauty that you've got, nobody's got. The abilities and faculties you've got, nobody's got. But now, Allah gave man existence. Gave him the different faculties, seeing, hearing, speech, right, feel, etc. Then a mind to be able to think and reason correctly, rational, reason, sight. Right. Again, is it unique with man? It's unique with man. An animal, nothing can reason, think, doesn't have a vision like man. Doesn't have that. Man has got that. He can think beyond the heavens, right into Jannah, and beyond that, into the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. He can reason, and he can, his sight can go so far. So when Allah Pak has blessed him with that faculties and that favors, then they have a corresponding obligation. So much is given you. So, there's an obligation. This world also, this is how we also work in our businesses, that it's a small duty, you get a small pay. Right? Somebody is cutting grass, you pay him accordingly, right? And an architect, you got him for 1 hour, it won't be surprising, he can charge you 30,000 rand. He may just work out the entire plan in 1 hour, and he'll bill you. So now, here, the whole day he worked, and he'll be jumping with joy if he gave him 300 rand. And here, this 1 hour he worked, and he billed you for 38,000, and you give it to him gladly, right? Now that's the, why you pay this person like this, why? Is because he used so much of his mind, so much he used of himself, to bring you to this type of conclusions, therefore he's paid. So when Allah has given you that faculties, that reasoning, that abilities, right, that strength, that, then it's got a corresponding obligation. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَيُّتَرَكَ سُدَى. Does man think that he has just been created like that? So understand your position. Unfortunately, what went wrong today is that we don't give our times, we don't give ourselves time to reflect, understand, think in perspective. What am I? Where am I going to? What's the plan of Allah Ta'ala? He's planned this whole design. So do I know who I am? Where am I going to? What's my future like? And why I'm here? Do I think about all these things? And if we don't think like this, then we'll be no better than an animal, because in whom illa kal an army balhum adal. Animal is what? About eating, enjoying. Ya'kulun wa yatamattaun. Eating, enjoying, right? Anything else animal does. So then your life also is reduced to the same. You eat and you enjoy. Eat and enjoy. So is there anything else in your life? So when he's created you with that capacity and that beauty, and then you feel your whole life is eating and enjoying, then are you any better? So if you're planning, you're planning just for some type of material security, aren't you? You're planning then for what? For material security for yourself. That's all. And if you've got children, then your material security and the material security of your children. So do you think anything beyond that? So you genuinely need a time to reflect. La ayatil li ulil albab, people of intelligence. Why does Allah call it people of intelligence? Did he address the animal as person, as a thing of intelligence? He's called you a person of intelligence, that you can reason, you can rationale, you can think ahead, you can think in advance. Right? So he's given you the best, and he expects the best from you. He's given you the most, and he wants the most from you. So he's explaining this whole concept with the grace of Allah Ta'ala. So we want the best, right? So then what is the shortest way to the best? إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. The Quran Sharif will show you, right? But then what is the teaching of the Quran? كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. It will show you the best. But what's the procedure? So the Quran will illustrate to you what is the procedure. Right? And this is how Allah planned the whole life. Whole life He planned it like this. The Sahaba Kiram, radiallahu anhum, were out in jihad. One Sahabi was struck with a boulder and he cracked his skull. By the morning he discovered that he requires a faraz ghusl. And he's got a cracked skull, open injury, and he realized that he requires a faraz ghusl. So he went and asked the others that I've got a deep cut here, deep wound, and I require a faraz ghusl. And you can see how cold it is. Say, no, you have to make ghusl. He made ghusl and he passed away. So the Sahaba Ikram, they are an example. See? Everything of this is an example. So there must be a reason why kulhum adul. All of them are examples, exemplary. So if it was something that happened, they would go and report it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is what happened. Exactly. For or against. It's for me or against me. But I'll But if you want to be on the same line, then you have to follow the same line. Right? That is, if you want to be with the Sahaba Kiram, then you have to follow it. بِأَيِّهِ مُقْتَدَيْتُمْ. If you follow them. So if you want to be with them, then follow them. So now, if it is savory or unsavory, for or against, they went and reported it to Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the response was not what they would feel. Qataluhum, qataluhu, qatalukum Allah. You killed him, Allah destroy you. That was the response. Innama shifa'ul iyi as-su'al. Iyi is the person, ayya ya'i, ayya ya'ya, ya'i, ya'ya, ayya ya'ya. So, the one that is incapable, in other words, the person that doesn't have knowledge. So, what is the solution for the person who doesn't have the knowledge? He must refer, must ask to the person that's got knowledge. Ayya ya'ya. Walam ya'ya bi khalqihinna. Ya'yi, ya'ya. Walam ya'ya bi khalqihinna. Right? So what is the solution for the person that doesn't have the knowledge? He must go. The knowledge will be in different branches, right? One is our physical obligations, right? And one is our spiritual obligations. Each person has each person, Allah Pak is blessed with a different ability. Right? So you go to the person. But so the shifa is where the solution is asking. Right? Here is the Quran saying, "Kunu ma'as sadiqin." You must refer. So that's the whole procedure of Allah Ta'ala. And someone has to move away from the procedure, then is he going right? So he has to ask. And then the Quran says, illustrated it so many times. يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِكُونَ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. They're asking. So why is the Quran Sharif speaking about the Sahaba Ikram? يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. Why? Why? Just for entertainment. That the Sahaba Ikram did the same. They asked and they were guided. So then, do you want guidance or not? The Quran Sharif is saying that that's how it goes, that's how it works. See, they talk in this part, they talk about fana, and the fana has to be tam. It's not just a partial fana, right? And to explain this fana, they say, they explain it in different ways. But one simple way they say it is, mutu qabla an tamutu. Mutu qabla an tamutu. It's a concept, right? Someone may say it's hadith, but I don't think it's hadith. But it's a concept. And that it's a true concept. It's a general concept. You have to do it. Like I say, in order for you to be able to understand kitabs, you'll have to know your nahu and sarf. So is that somewhere in the hadith? But it's an experience. You'll have to learn this to be able to understand Arabic, to be able to understand the Quran. So if you don't have it, you can't understand it properly. So now, to be escalating this ladder of spirituality, you need to have that fana. And the fana must be tam. It can't be halfway. It must be complete. For that fruit to fetch its full value can be incomplete. It has to be complete to get the full value. The veg is half done yet. Imagine maize, right? Half done. Can it get its value? Nobody wants it. You can use it for animal fodder perhaps. That's it. But will it get its full value? So that full value comes when it's full. So then that fana has to be tam as well. That fana is tam when you are like kalmayyati fi yadil ghassal. You are like a mayyat in the hands of the one that is giving ghusl. He's turning to the right, you are on the right. Turning to the left, you are like that. Right? You are moving like that. Now why did they say this? That you have to have fana tam. The reason is this, that in any field, any science, the one that is beginning, he doesn't have the sight and the vision. So he just has to go with the person that's got the vision. He doesn't have it. He'll have to, whether he likes it or he doesn't like it, he will have to go with the person that's got the vision, right? In our medical things, don't we apply it? Of course, you got a Labak Sevas or you got a prostrate, right? So the doctor says, right, strip. Hey, doctor, I must do this. Haram. Will you say that? Why don't you say that? Because you attach a value to the physical self. Now, do you attach a value to the spirituality? Like how you're supposed to be attaching a value, do you attach it? If you attached a value, you would have been a different person. Then you would have done it straight away. But now why, when, now all this is from Shaitan. Because Shaitan doesn't want you to, he can't see you progressing. He storms with all these questions, why, when, but I know this also, I know the Quran, I know Hadith, I know the Fiqh, I know everything, so why? So who's bringing this impediments and obstruction? Shaitan. Now, he's got the understanding and you don't have it. So you imagine now, you're walking, you're traveling in a place, it is covered heavily with fog. So fog. Fogged up complete. Can't see 2 meters before you. Not even half a meter. One person got a special car that can see through the fog for 2 miles, he can see so well. Allah gave him that type of an ability, he can see. He can see 2 miles ahead. And he said, you come with speed, just come behind me. Just come behind me. You'll be safe. Give me the assurance. He's given you his word. Right? And now you say, oh, but why must I listen to him? I can do my own thing. I can turn to the right, to the left. I can move. So he's not my boss. Why must I listen to him? I ask you, if you're traveling on a very dangerous path, on a cliff, It's just one car can move at a time, and then he's just overlooking a mountain, and you want to swerve this side, that side. Kya hoga? Can you imagine? So your safety is just in following the person. Close your eyes and just move with him. Just move with him. Kal mayyati fi yadi rasa. That is now, Azhar used to say the words, basharte ke talab sahi ho, basharte ke fikr sahi ho. Got fikr right, and talab is right. The talab is right, then you're moving. And the talab is not right, then you can't move. The Shaykh wants to give. He wants to give. He's pining. But then now you're not following. Now, I'm walking ahead, and you're not coming, you're not following. As much as I want you to come in, can I bring you? All is required, just follow. Because you don't know the path. Understand, I don't know it. Believe, I don't know it. Accept that I don't know it. And just close your eyes and move with him. And then you see what happens. Then this enjoyment through and through. This happiness through and through. You know, so many people I explain. There are people, simple people, here and elsewhere. But you say, just listen to the talim. What is being instructed, listen to it. After just about 1.5-2 years, then they'll tell you, wow, you know, we can't believe it, that our house was like a Jahannam, by its arguments. Now we can't believe it's like a Jannat. Just we can't see Jannat, but we feel like Jannat. Well, that is the Mubarak teaching of Rasulullah, but it has to be guided. You can't say, no, I studied, so I know it. Come. Then how do you apply yourself? One is you study, then how, where, when, how do you apply yourself? The study requires application. Application is known by the person for the experience. One of the experience, you got the word, but you have got the application. So some people claim now, it's become like a sickness now. Before that, Al-Hadith thing was a bit confined, but now everybody's got it. The Mizad has become like that. Ghair Muqallidiyat. In spiritual matters, they're like Ghair Muqallid. We'll say over 90%. Ulama ke noom ulama, but they're all Ghair Muqallid. Apni karte. In the last Buzrugs that came here, Qari Amir Hassan Sahib, rahmatullahi, some of them I have seen. So they ittiba karte hai, lekin apni khayish ki ittiba karte hai. That was the straight words. Ittiba karte hai, lekin apne nafs ki ittiba karte hai. Na meri ittiba karte hai, na khuda ki ittiba karte hai. Ittiba karte hai, to apne khayishah ki ittiba karte hai. That was straight words. He analyzed the whole thing, so they make ittiba. So now, before, this class of people was restricted. Now it's become like wildfire. Every person, every second person, in fiqh, they may say we're making taqlid, but after that, nothing, absolutely nothing. A little bit, even Ramadan, a little bit, like Ramadan Hafiz. One person comes to Imam Tamim Sahib Rahmatullahi, and he says that khayishat bahut zyada hai. So, this Ghair Muqallid Singh, to roza rakho, just keep roza. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِي فَعَلِهِ بِالسِّيَامِ. Right? So keep roza. So this person is telling Mawlana, the Ghair Muqallid is sitting with Mawlana, Thami Sahib Rahmatullahi, this person is firing the questions. He says, no, I already fasted, but the khayish is just multiplying, it is increasing. Now the Ghair Muqallid stumped, no answer for it. See that? So one is the knowledge, and one is the know-how, how to apply it. This one verse says, I applied it, and the khayish is just multiplying. What do I do? No answer. I directed the whole thing to Mawlana. Now, the one that's got sohbat is a different person. The Mawlana says, you see, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, we did the whole Nisab, you know, Nizami. We did the whole thing. And we are at a level that we can write the whole thing ourselves. We can write the whole thing ourselves. But he says, the beauty that came out of my ilm was not just through the Nisab. The beauty, the understanding, the maturity was through Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi. We got the word, but the understanding, the beauty, the know-how, how it must be applied here, there, etc. Otherwise, me and my contemporaries, we were the same level. But now, with the association with Haji Sahib Rahmatullahi, now I am a totally different person. They are surprised. Now, where did you get this from? So, Hazrat is giving a talk, and in those days, the top advocates, or your senior counsel, they used to call them barrister. One barrister is asking, Tu mujammal as jamal kisti. No, I see you. See you, such beauty in you. Where this beauty came from? And Hazrat Muhammad Sahib was at that time consumed with the love of Haji Sahib. Always. Because of Haji Sahib in Christ. He was consumed, right? This is from Tawya Fana. He said, Tawya Fana. So you have to bring yourself to that level. Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah says, asking Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah, Mufti Ji, ye jo mashayikh ijazat dete hai, to maalum bhi hai ki ye kab ijazat ko dete hai. Then he says, ab bataye. Who's asking? Who's he asking? Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah. Who's more Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah? Mujaddid of Tabligh. And an expert in Hadith. His sabaks of Mustadrak al-Hakim is to start off before Fajr. See that? Before Fajr is starting off. Any of us can see that we can compete with these people. I'm not being paid. Why are you doing it? Jiske dil mein dard ho aur dar ho, wo karega. Aur jiske dil mein dard aur dar na ho, karega. Ab karna hi hai to kar lo. So, kis baat ke par mukuf hai, it's subjected to what level of dard you got and what dar you got. Then you say, I'm not worried about the time. Do the work. I have to meet Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Paksha one day. And what phase do I have? I'm just filling in. Alright, I did my duties. I didn't want anybody to come and take advantage over me. But do you have a face before Allah Ta'ala, before His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So, explain more. Or Mustafa Rahmatullah. Mustafa Rahmatullah was so diligent in his work. So I asked him one day, you got a cataract. The year that I went, same around that time, he had that cataract. How this thing happened? He said, I was looking into one kitab, can't find the masla. I turned about 300 pages that one night. By the morning, I'm seeing something happened to my eyes. Then I realized, cataract, burst. I can't see. But his eyes got qurban for what? Was he being paid for that extra time? But what forced him to do this? Deen ka dard or dar? That is a different thing. Or waqt puri to ek aur cheez hai. Or deen ka dard ho, these people that have come from far and wide, right? They are going to be the representatives, my representatives for deen. So have I packaged them well? So this can the dard ho, he'll look at it differently. He's going to be a representative. He's going to be representing Islam in his place. So what have I packaged him? How much have I packaged him? I'm not looking at time, I must put it to him. What must I do? How must I do it? So the Muayyad Sadhguru is explaining, says, Murid, اپنے شیخ کے محبت میں بالکل مست ہو جاتا ہے. He gets like drunken in the love of his sheikh. The point now that he wants to be at the beck and the call of the sheikh at any given time. He's looking at the sheikh's happiness as his happiness, the sheikh's gloominess as his gloominess, but he's absorbed himself so much that the happiness of the sheikh is his happiness. The sadness of the sheikh is his happiness. So he's brought himself. Right? And then in that spirit, he wants to be at the khidmat at any given time. The happiness, the grief, he wants to be sharing at any given time. So at that time, the sheikh, when he sees that he's reached that level, he says, like you had been loyal and faithful to me, now you be loyal and faithful to all the creation. At that point, when he's come to that point, then he gives me ijazat. Then it's a real majaz. Otherwise now the mashayikh give ijazah and all that. But it's just now the ijazah is given is just for a future expectation that this person aage jaakar ke kuch kaam karega. That's how they give it. But the real ijazah is like this. When they brought you to that level that my like is your like, my dislike is your dislike. You consumed that love. So the Shaykh is giving ijazah now that the like you had sacrificed and offered yourself for me, offer yourself for the entire creation. That's the point he gives ijazah. You know, in all this what we're doing, see, whether it's madrasa work, tabligh work, talim work, after some time it just becomes a formality. Teaching is a formality. Because ruh ko tabah kar diya in the world. They just looked at it as a work, the essence, the soul of it has been destroyed. Or they're not worried about the essence. They're not worried about the preserving the fruit, that life. It just becomes a formality, nothing else. Namaz is a formality. Your work is just a formality, just a cover. So we're talking of this person here that's going in that fog. And if that person is saying, just follow me. I'll be just about 1-2 meters ahead of you, but you just keep with me. And you'll go safe. I know the way, I'm experienced, millions of people have taken like this, but you just, you know, if he just closes his eyes and moves, he's coming on. But the moment he sees, no, why must I listen to him? And how can I listen to him? And he's not the only person. I can do something else of my own. And then, phir uska kya hoga? Tabahi hai, aur kuch kya? As much as he wants him to go. So that is why every second and every moment is precious. Inna lillahi altafan khafiya. Allah has got some special moments. You got those special moments, and fata'arradu laha. Then you make yourself available. Just make yourself available. When he's got that moments, so he may just open the door, and he may just throw out the gifts. So you made yourself available at that time of this gate. But you don't know when that moment is going to come. So when you don't know when that moment is coming, then you have to make yourself available at any given time. So your heart must be in tear at any time. But please, open the door for me. At any given time, you can't close your eyes from that reality. He's going to give it, and he wants to give it. The hadith is saying he wants to give it. But fata'arradu laha, then you make yourself available. Now, is there anything makhfi isme? Is there anything concealed here? It's open. So, deen, you say, deen has got a proper system, it's systematic. And everything has got the system, it's just for you to follow the system. And the system got beauty. And the beauty got dignity. So the system, with beauty and dignity. So you want dignity and beauty for the system. Not that you won't get it. In some, the eyes of some people, Monarch is a very good talk. That's all. And then after that, finish. Then, what's going to happen after that, is your mind and your brain is going to work how to go and secure people's comments. Right? How must I say it? How must I design my talk? That people will give the right comments. So are you for Allah Ta'ala or are you for people? See how your whole ilm will be reduced to the comments, the inclinations, the likes and the dislikes of people, what they want. You packaged it and gave it. So then, are you anything more than an actor? Actor or the circus got a clown, right? Is it anything more than that? So, you understand who's manipulating you. You see, you left the Shaykh's manipulation, phir har aadmi ke ghulami tujhe karna padega. When you left the Shaykh's manipulation, then you're going to be manipulated by everything. By your whims, your fancies, people, everything's going to manipulate you. You haven't seen the road, and you do your own, so then who's going to manipulate, who's going to shape you then? So, the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then those that earned it straight from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you earn it from them. How it came from the Sahaba Kiram till this day. So you go and earn that spirituality in the same tarteeb. Allah wants that tarteeb, first earn. He didn't say just go and take it from the kitab that first ask, why not? Now look at a simple thing like marriage, nikah, right? From the beginning until the end, beginning is an akd. The end of it is talaq, right? But everything has got such a beautiful system. It's covered in so much of beauty. The youngster comes of age, right? 18, 19. And now, with all the type of foods people are eating, right? Packed up with hormones. So their hormones are jumping before the time. It's happening everywhere. Everywhere. I know about it. So once I explained this to one ustad, senior ustad, that I think they're becoming mature before the time, right? Because of the type of food they're eating. Because the chicken that was supposed to be coming to its full in about 4 months, it's coming full in 4 weeks. So they're packaging it with hormones. When they're putting hormones, I think it's just bursting. Right? And when it's eating that, then he's bursting. Right? So before his time, he's getting matured. When he's coming matured before his time, then he's bursting with energy. When he's bursting with energy, now you're going to suppress that person. Is that right? Because your whole planning wasn't right. If planning wasn't right, you just fed him with this thing, he's bursting with energy, you can't control. And you know, you can't afford it, he can't afford it. He doesn't know what is the responsibility of marriage, and you haven't passed it on yet to him. So what's going to happen then? Then I ask you, is he going to be abusing that, or is he going to be using it rightly? He's going to be dating, masturbating, pawning, all that just to give expression to his feelings. So you see the first stage is create responsibility. Understand, kullukum mas'oolun, all of us are responsible, all of us are answerable. You've got that understanding that you're answerable, that you won't do things just randomly. Right. So again you apply that first alu. Now the child has come of age. You have taught him now already Allah Pak, right? You taught him about Qiyamah, taught him about life hereafter. Taught him about Jannat and Jahannam, answerability, right? So he's cautious, he's careful. I came up from age 18, 19 and he said, Abba, something is happening now. Abba, it's happening now, please do something. Now you can't suppress those things. Can't just artificially suppress those things. It'll come down, it'll come up again. Those feelings will come down, you'll suppress it, comes up again. But then you brought him up this lane. And you fed him with this type of things, expose him to that type of environment, that his hormones are just jumping now. You took him off the lane. Now control it. As Aji explained one story, he says, one person learnt one taweez, how to make a lion. He applied that and the lion came. The lion came to eat him. If I made you, you come to eat me. He said, yeah, the one that creates, he must feed also. Another great story. You made, so you feed. So you brought this child here, you now look after him. No, I'm not responsible. I'm not answerable for that. Is that reasoning right? The freedom of your is God now. Why? Now you've got a responsibility. Sheikh Ramadan's father used to say, when Sheikh was born, says, you know, up to Zakaria ke peer ki zanjeer. Say, I'm a banda hua hu. Main harkat nahi kar sakta hu. I'm tied up. I can't move. Until he saw that now his son, nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, was very strong, grounded. So, alhamdulillah, ab mujhe itminan hai, ke ab usko nisbat hasil ho gayi. Now, I don't have that fear. But he was chained, he kept himself chained until he brought the child to that level. Well, that is for that person who, waliman khafa maqam rabbih. I know I'm standing before the tribunal of Allah Ta'ala. So now when he's brought this to your attention that something's happening in me now, I can see physical changes, things are happening, I can't control myself. So now, you only can see things in perspective if you do a proper comparison. If you don't do the comparison, then you can't see things in perspective. So now
the style now is, then you look for yourself now. So he's going to go to the malls, or to the halls, or to everywhere. Hey, this one looks nice, yeah, man. This one looks nice. Then he can't see that, he'll look at porn, look at everything else, and see something here, something there. But now, who led him up to all this? Are you assuming responsibility for this? Do you assume responsibility? You thought, no, it's a child, is just a bed of roses, I just enjoy. But do you understand that it's got a corresponding obligation and responsibility? Are you acting responsible? Yeah. So when you do the comparison, then you understand. And you didn't do the comparison, now you have created a monster for yourself. For the akhirah, for the qabr. Because you didn't understand what was responsibility. So from that point now, then what you do? So if the child is left to himself, then he's going to do all these things here. Now, I'm sure of real cases, what happened. Some times back, when people are left to themselves, what they'll do? We were called, right? I won't say where. So, it was a doctor that was specializing, male and female. So now, someone told us, let's come and help out. Where to go? Doctor, male and female. So, they get having a grabbage, pinching, jumping, punching, whatever. He went to the woman now first. She's full hijab. So she says, you know, we are loaded with wealth. My parents sent me to become a doctor. Alright. Then after what happened? Then my internship, then this person was enjoying with me. This person was enjoying with me when I was doing my internship. You know, you have that room. So he was enjoying with me. So then for all this last 3-4 years he was enjoying with me. So I'm requesting you've enjoyed me from the time of the virgin till now. So get married to me. And he's refusing. So that's the fight all about. But you see now, but who's led that girl or that boy to this path? So he went to the doctor that is specializing. Say, Dr. Sab, do something, get married to this girl. No, he's got a change of mind. He says, I don't want a used model, I want a brand new model. See that? All the time that he was using, he has discounted that. Now the Shariat, what he's saying, if you do the comparison, when I've come to that age now, bring it to my parents' notice and attention, and the parents need to be practical, that now, this child has come of this age now, his hormones are jumping, now what am I doing for this child? Am I doing something? Am I just hiding away from my responsibilities? Avoiding my responsibilities, or I am being practical about it. If I want to be practical, then he's going to jump from one girl to the next girl, hopping around to the third one, fourth one, tried so many, and eventually stuck with one. And the story with the woman will be, all these women were used. One time, this person, second person, third person, fourth person, it's all used models. We don't want used things, we don't want scrap things. But you see, Islam against modernism. Islam against the Wali app. You have heard of the Wali app. You heard of it. So now, you don't have to contact the Wali of the girl. See this free thinking. You see this taqleed. The soul of the, to call this taqleed. When they took it out now, the Wali app came. Initiating whoever, Wali Bank or whatever, they initiate this thing. So you just go to the app there, and looking for the girl of your choice. And then you're all chatting one way. That becomes the wali. But you see now, the way of the Shariat, and when you move away from this taqleed of the sawwuf, then the freedom in your thought, and then the disaster, and the total shift from the sunnah, even the Quran Sharif speaks about a wali. إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُنْكِيحَكَ إِحْدَى ابْنَتَيَّ هَاتَيْنِ أَلَا أَنْ تَأْجُرَنِي ثَمَانِيَةَ حِجَجٍ. So the girl doesn't do her own thing. Musa alayhi salam doesn't do his own thing. He's referring to the wali. The wali is the Shuayb alayhi salam. See that? The wali is contacted. I'm interested. And the wali is saying, I'm interested. Can you see? See the communication, how it's done. That's the way of dignity and beauty. And here is now, looking for one hall, moving with one girl, driving around, having coffee shop, going gym, all that. Then you're dumping one, hopping onto the other one, stopping for the third one and fourth one. Then the word goes around. I say this is a disgrace, embarrassment, or is it respect? See this free thinking. This is where they're leading you, that free, absolute free thinking. That you don't need anybody to come and guide you, you can do your own thing. Now this girl is crying, she is specializing, but she's crying. Just moved away from the sunnah and way took you. And the sunnah to me was, father is understanding, right? My child is of age. I need to do something. I need to do my homework. Who is the most suitable candidate for my boy, for my girl? So he's doing his homework, making fikr. Alright, we don't have much, but the little bit we can provide this homework for you all for a starter. Right? So he's doing something for these people, because he don't want them to land up in the doldrums. He don't want it. So he's being practical about it. See this? Modernism and the self-thinking, يَعْجَابُ كُلِّ ذِي رَعِينَ, against the sunnah. That's what they're talking of fana. When you got that, then you are subjecting yourself. But when you move the chain of subjection, then you become subjected to your own nafs. Khalas. Alim or no alim. Mufti sahab or no mufti sahab. Sheikh or no sheikh. But when you move the chain of subjection, submission from yourself, then you are subjected to your own nafs. See that at the first level, right? Then you come to the second level. Second level is, then do the nikah. A'linu hadha nikah. Announce the nikah. Now, the parents don't want to have it, they agreeing, but they say, I told you, nallo che, nahdan che, leke khabar ni male. Small, he's still immature, and how is he going to manage? But the girl is right, she's right, but they're immature. But he's mature enough to see all the smartphones. He's mature enough to go and date and mate. He's immature enough to go and flirt, all that. You all know, and they know, he's mature. But what is not mature enough to practice the sunnah? To do it halal way, he's immature. But the haram way, he's mature enough to do it. And the hadith, what is saying? Alino, go and make an announcement. You know, as much as you can announce it. Do it on a Jummah. Because it's well announced. Make it in a public spot. Watch Aluha fil Masajid. Do it in. Now, you look at this, compare this against the secret marriage, what's happening now, coming more and more. Right. Now, you saw this uncle by that girl's house. Or you saw him driving with that girl. What are you doing? We see you moving around, but what's going around? What's happening? No, they're just friends, you know, they're just friends. Everybody knows what the friendship is all about, they know it. So now, 10 years in time, your children are listening to your story, you know how you're dating and all that. The daughter says, what a mashallah father had, man. He knew to date and mate and fate and all that. They got everything in record. Now everything is recorded. Your history is recorded. They can break into, hack into your systems. And find out all your history, what you've been doing, the words that you had, they communicated, find out everything. And what respect they'll show you after that. When the dignity is gone, the beauty is gone. When you left the sunnah was a'alinu, go. And you're going with this meng story here, so then break the sunnah. Do it as I say. So he became the new Nabi of the time. And the sunnah is saying, la nikah illa bi waliyin. Let the nikah be conducted by the wali. He said, no, let it. You got an app here, do it with this app, wali app. See, that's free thinking. With that free thinking, you don't have a sheikh. That's why they say, man la sheikha lahu fa wali fa sheikh wa shaitan. The shaitan is manipulating you, but you don't realize it. Being manipulated, by who's manipulating? Who's guiding your thinking? It is shaitan. That with this age and time and the experience I got, I don't have any qualms, any reservation that 100% like that. It is like that. Either you are full with shaitan or partly with shaitan. You can't say that you're not with shaitan. But he is manipulating you. Either partial or complete. One of the two. At least the jahil will say, no, I'm wrong. I'll correct myself. But the alim says, no, I know it. I know hadith. I know Quran. I know everything. I don't need to listen to anybody until he falls and he slips. When he falls and slips, then he says, then it is the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala that he brings him up. Otherwise, he won't even come to his senses even after that. Yes. See now, here he said, Alinu. Publicize it. So now, don't you see, such a beautiful gathering, so much of Nuraniyat. People from far and wide, they came in, the meeting, after the salams, everybody's complimenting. MashaAllah, congratulations, barakallahu lakuma, baraka alaykuma, wa jama. Don't you see that all happening? What if they know they were playing around, they're moving around? Then, sure, right now it was the formal thing, that's all. Is there any novelty, any beauty, any barakat, any nur in that? Allah baktawfiq.